Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, seventh day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor your future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Kenneth Brotkin of Congregation Kesser Israel in Portland, Oregon, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Brotkin slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah HaNecholim, with a sizable pause, and conclude with Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Brotkin.
Greetings. My name is Rabbi Ken Brodkin. Great to be here with you today. I want to say thank you, Naftali Herman, and to the OU for making this call possible. If you'd like to reconnect after our call today, I want to invite you to my weekly Torah Journey podcast, offering you weekly wisdom for your Jewish journey. Now, you may have read recently about what's called the Great Resignation. We are living in times of huge change, with lots of people making big movement in their lives, hence unprecedented numbers of resignations. How do we harness the power of a time of change we're living in? In our parsha, Hashem tells Avraham to make a big change. Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'moladetecha mi'beis avicha el ha'aretz asher araka. Go for yourself from your land, from your relatives, and from your father's house to the land I will show you. The Sfas Emes, a 19th century Hasidic master, asks, why does the Torah say lech lecha without any prior explanation of why God loved Avraham? And to address this, the Sfas Emes quotes a teaching from the Zohar. Zeh atzmo ha-shavach, this itself is the praise. The fact that Avram heard the utterance of Lech Lecha that was uttered from God to all people constantly. For no one was ready to hear Lech Lecha except for Avraham. And so according to the Zohar, amazingly, the command of Lech Lecha was not only given to Avram, but to all of humanity. The difference is that one single man heeded it. But if God speaks to all of mankind, what was different about Avraham that he alone heard the word of God? There is a passage in the Rambam which sheds light on three aspects of Avraham's path towards Hashem's word. Avraham's introspection, his connection with a deeper part of himself, and his action-oriented life. So firstly, Avraham was born into an idolatrous world. How did he leave that world behind? And the Rambam explains in the Mishnah Torah, once this mighty one was weaned, he began to wander in his mind and think day and night, and he was astounded. How is it possible that the world can turn constantly and there is no leader? He had no teacher but was immersed in Or Kasdim, yet his heart sought the truth. Uben Arbayim Shana Hikir Es Boro. When he was 40 years old, he recognized his creator. What was the starting point? Avram wandered and probed in his mind for years, engaging in an introspective process that led him to God. Introspection is difficult in our age when we're so outwardly focused through technology. If we want to find the word of God in a changing world, we need to create that space. Whether choosing to daven with our cell phones turned off or having a time for uninterrupted Torah study, we need to create space for introspection, just like we're doing right now. It's one thing to introspect, but how did Avraham find the word of God? And our tradition compares Torah to life-giving water. Shlomo Melech teaches us that we all have a Torah wellspring within us. As it says in Mishlei, Yafutsu mayin osecha chutza, your wellsprings will spread outward. The Midrash teaches us in Bereishis Rabbah 95 that Avraham found the word of God by connecting to his inner wellspring. His probing led him to an inner place where he identified with something deeply transcendental inside himself and in our universe. What's a moment in your life when you realized that you are more than the sum of your molecules? Maybe it was feeling overwhelmed by the beauty of a sunset. Or maybe it was a moment on the daily OU call or a time that you learned a beautiful passage of Torah. So we need to introspect and we need to connect with a deeper part of ourselves. But there's a third and final aspect. Avraham took action. Long before uprooting his life from Or Kasdim, Avraham took concrete steps, proactively sharing the knowledge of God with his neighbors. Lech Lecha was not something that came about in one moment. It was the culmination of a great process. My wife's father was a great example of this, of blessed memory. Barney Cortell grew up in Daytona Beach, Florida, with little Jewish knowledge, and he wanted deeply to grow as a Jew. Yet when he first met my mother-in-law while in the Navy, he didn't know that the hams the Navy gave out were not kosher. He went through a process over many years, starting a family, making a kosher home, and even holding Shabbat services every week in their living room. There were many steps, successes, as well as setbacks. But then after many steps forward, as well as travails, trying to be Jewish in Daytona Beach in the 1970s, that Lech Lecha moment came. The family packed their bags and searched for a new community. So on your path, remember, movement takes time, and remember Avraham. As we walk through our time of change, Hashem is calling every single one of us. He is saying, Lech Lecha, go to the place that I will show you. We will now continue with some Tehillim that we will read together, and we will begin with Tehillim, Parak Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonoi B'Yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadaka Yizkor Kol Minchosacha V'Olascha Yedash Nesela Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha V'Chol Atzatzcha Yimalei Neranena B'Yeshua Sacha Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonoi Kol Mishalosacha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonoi Mishicho Ya'anehu Mishmei Kadcho Bigavuros Yesha Yimino Eila Berechev Ve'eila Basusim V'anachnu b'shem Adonoi Eloheinu Nazkir Heima karu v'nafalu V'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonoi Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'yom Kaveinu. We will now continue with Parak Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonoi Roi Lo Echsar Binos Desha Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchos Yenahaleni Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheni B'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Kielech B'Gei Tzolmaves Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi Shivtecha U'Mishantecha Heima Yenachemuni Taruch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzorarai Dishanta B'Shemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Ach Tov V'Chesed Yirdefuni Kol Yemei Chayai V'Shavti B'Veis Adonoi Li'Orech Yomim. We will now continue with Perek Kuf Kaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir L'malos Esoinai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri me'im Adonoi, Osei Shemayim va'aret, Al yitein lamot raglecha, Al yanum shomrecha, Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonoi shomrecha, Adonoi tzilcha al yad yaminecha, Yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, V'yareyach baloilo, Adonoi yishmarcha mikol ra, Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonoi yishmor tzeisecha uvoecha, Me'ata v'ad olam. And finally, our Tehillim portion will conclude with Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos Vimamakim Kirasicha Adonoi Adonoi Shima Bekoli Tihiyana Azanecha Tasuvos Lekol Techanunai Im Avonos Tishmaria Adonoi mi amod, ki imcha haslicha, leman tivarei, ki visi Adonoi, ki vasa nafshi, velid varo hochalti, nafshi ladonoi, mishomerim laboker, Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi, ki im Adonoi hachesed, v'harbei imo fedus, v'hu yifde es Yisrael mikol avonosav. At this time, we will now continue with a Mishir Beirach for Cholim as we daven for all those who are ill throughout Klal Yisrael. May they have a refuah shalema. Mishir Beirach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aharon David Shlomo Yivarech V'Yirapes Cholim. I will now pause so that you can insert names of beloved people who are ill. Bavor yitain, bavor nispalil, bavoram, besarzeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, lahachlimam alaposam, lahachzikam alachayosam, vishlach b'lehem heirav rufua shalema min ha-shamayim, l'ramach evreihem l'shasag yideihem b'toch shar chol Yisrael, rufuas ha-nefesh, rufuas ha-guf, hashta b'glov izman kariv, nomar amein. And we'll conclude with Achenu. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael. Hanesunim b'tzara v'shivya omdim. Vein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem yirachem aleihem yotzeim mitzadal irvachom yafeil al yora umishibun ligula ashto migalo vizman kariv nomar amen. Thank you so much for being amen. With me today. May you have a wonderful day.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Brodkin. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need, and whatever our tefillah, whatever our prayers may be, may all of them be answered with tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.